When you're worried about taking care of yourself so much, you know, how are you going to take care of anybody else?
Right. It's nothing wrong with pressure, because that's who you see who going forward and who not. But
if you guys want to be on the show, right, we need y'all to write us. We would prefer you go on the Unpopular Celebrities website.
Safe travels to y'all as well. If you're not going back home, call your family, check on them, see how they doing, let them know how y'all doing. You.
What's up, man? With that false motivation.
No, man, it's been a long day, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's 3 o'clock out here, but it's the first time I got to sleep in probably like 2 months, man. We've been going nonstop, man. So I took advantage of that and just, boy, when you mess up your sleep schedule, man, it messes everything up, man.
Listen, I don't even know what a sleep schedule is.
Yeah, I'll be losing track of days out here, man. I mean, they be like, yeah, it's Friday. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Another day.
Yeah, right back to work. Another day. Yeah, but what's good with you?
Man, just chilling, man. I'm currently waiting for my family. Let me know if they're going to get on this Space A flight, man. Shout out to anybody out there, AMC, man. I need y'all look at that AMC process, that Space A process. I need Wit or something to go look at that process, Wit. Man. Somebody need to evaluate. I got in my AMC dogs out there. Hit me up on offline. We need to talk about it. But nah, they at SeaTac right now, man. Keeping my fingers crossed. Prayers that they can get on this space flight and come out.
You know what's weird with that stuff, man. Yeah, so everything kind of works out. Hopefully at the end, you know, it just seems like it's deep in gloom right now, but it always seems to work out at the end. Some last minute stuff, like, oh, we got some seats that opened up or whatever. It'd be like, damn, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. But they out there right now. So hopefully they get they jump on the flight and make it out here, you know, spend some time with them, man, and, you know, see them for a little bit before they got to go back. And then I finish the rest of my time out here, you know. But I ain't playing. Come. Anybody out there, AMC, holler at me. You know,
we know he's dead ass right now.
I really am.
When y'all hear this back, it's too late. If you ain't online right now, don't come shout back out to, 6 days later.
Shout out to Colonel Retired Montero. How you doing, sir? We see your real estate business out there. You got to put the name, type the name in there for us so people can see it. A little advertisement for him.
Yeah. What's up with you, though? Man, so World Cup coming to an end. I think everybody knows by now, man. So thank goodness. It's going to be a big change once everything's done. Last game today. So whoever you're going for, the USA ain't in it. But, you know, France and Argentina, whoever you're going for. It's Messi's last game. So if you know the name Messi, most people do.
I've seen it on social media a couple times. So.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, man. You know, he already announced it's going to be, he's like 35, 36 or something like that, but been playing since he was like 15, bro, or 17 or something. But anyway, so this is last game. He announced it, and they made it all the way to the finals. I think that's pretty cool, man. You know, everybody wants to see somebody walk off with a walk-off. Walk-off. Retire with a walk-off.
With a walk-off, huh? I don't even know what that means.
Walk off, but man, walk off. Yeah. But man, that's about it. Other than that, man, just, you know, maintaining, man. So I'm T minus like 14 days, bro.
Man, so, I can't wait to see the words.
It feel, you know, I got, you know, TMO gonna come and do their thing. So it's gonna be a lot of moving and shaking and stuff like that. And then whole new country and back on the grind, get the sleep schedule right, back on the grind, man.
Yeah, reunite with the fam, with the Wiz.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's always good, man. That's always good, man. Yeah. Hey, I meant to ask you about something. I was looking on social media, you know.
You saw me. I must have been famous. You want my autograph? I sent it to you. Go ahead though. I'll send it to you later. Go ahead.
It was sad, but it was interesting as well, man. We always talk about Airman and CO page. It was on Airman and CO page, man, and somebody's spouse had wrote a letter to the unit about I think the member just not being treated fairly or something like that, and she had to stop him from committing suicide or something. So I mean I don't know who she is. Was no letter in there, but, you know, if she just so happened to follow us, or if he does, man, reach out. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going, anybody out there, if you're going through anything like that, reach out. But this spouse was highly concerned, man. And it was disturbing, you know, hearing her words, reading her words, this letter that she had written. She, I think she wrote it to the Wayne leadership. But before I go any further, you want to throw that disclaimer out there?
Oh, yeah. Give me some, man. Let me tell you, everybody gotta forgive me because I'm not up and running right now. So here we go. Anything that comes from unpopular celebrities is all unofficial. It's done in the capacity of Pete and Big Mike, not as military members. None of our views of us or any of our guests represent DOD or the Air Force. There you go.
But yeah, man, she seemed like she was pretty concerned, man, about I guess some of the things this dude was going through. But when I read it, it always took me back to where we always end up going with every show about taking care of people, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's so hard about that, right? Like you already know that's always a big thing with me. I don't know what's so hard about that in any capacity, right? In any workforce, you know, regardless of what you're doing, right? Where you at? I think people sometimes forget how important it is about taking care of people. Like, cause when you got a task, you know, a job or a mission that need to be completed, if you take care of the people that's responsible for each aspect of either one of those, it makes it just that much better, right? It's more of a chance for that to be completed successfully. But I think people gotta just learn how to take care of people, man. I think it's a lot of selfish times going on right now, man. And then especially with it being the holidays, like this is very important. So if you're a leader out there, you're a supervisor, you're a section lead, you're a section chief, you know, chief, senior master sergeant, whoever you are, like understand, like right now, this is hard times for people that's in positions where they're not with their family. You know what I mean? So we gotta pay close attention to people at these point in times, man, because you never know what somebody's going through.
Definitely, man. I want to talk about that why you just brought it up. It's actually a good segue to what's going on. But basically, hey, for all y'all coming in the building, and we'll say it a couple times, man. It's our last show for the season. When we usually do this, we usually have all the guests on from the season that we just got out of come on, you know, 10, 15 minutes, talk about the Christmas. They didn't go, they're late on Christmas shopping and stuff like that. So we used to talk about that. But with time changing everything, Big Mike got his family coming out. I'm leaving. Like, it was just too much. And so we had to throw this out here. So this is definitely just put together right now, which is kind of out the norm for us now.
Really is.
Yeah. So it's really out the norm. So we'll put this together. And then as we come back the next season, maybe that'll be our first show once we get everything set up. But it's going to be a long break. We'll be honest. A good 2-3 month break at the minimum to let
it
us
might
get
be the longest
settled.
One.
Yeah, to let us get settled. One. But definitely be back. All right. So don't forget about that. We'll definitely be back. I want to go into what you talked about. I got a couple points on this. I just talked to SEL, senior enlisted leader, and he said, man, you know, kind of talking about taking care of people and without saying, like, why aren't you doing your job? Mm-hmm. Basically just asking, you know, a roundabout way. And he said, yo, sometimes I feel like I have a gun with no bullets. And not that, you know, you're shooting at anything, but just, you know, you can't affect anything, right? You just shoot. Like, it looks intimidating. You know what I'm saying? I get this is kind of how it's get. It looks intimidating to be an SEL as far as you can make changes and do things. But what I really, really took from it is that the top is not supporting you. It's very, very hard to make changes, one, and it's very hard to take care of other people when you're really about taking care of yourself. Right. And that's really where I think it all stems about is why people don't take care of people is because people above them are not taking care of them. I'm sure like you have kids and I hate to say it like this analogy, but I'm sure your kids aren't worried about if Big Mike is taking care of me. You know, they already know it. They feel it. They understand it. So that takes a lot of aspect out of what they got to do on a day to day.
Right.
Whereas when you're worried about taking care of yourself so much, you know, how are you going to take care of anybody else? And I'll tell you, man, we are at the jock I'm in right now, the Joint Operations Center that we're in right now. We have a full bird colonel that's over us. And he says this great saying, man. And it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do it. His saying is lead until apprehended. So he's like just that. Like, yo. Yeah, lead until apprehended, or sometimes he says go until apprehended, or you know, make a decision until apprehended. Whatever it is, it's always till, you know, basically until you can't do it anymore.
You can't do
there's
it
one thing. There's one thing to say. Here's where the key is, and here's what people forget. They say a lot of stuff. The key is he means it. and he lets you do it. So when you say you have something to do, he's going to make sure that you just go. And he don't want no, some stuff he wants updates for, but doesn't need any updates. Basically, one thing that tells me is, one, you trust me to do the job. And two, you trust me that I'm not going to do nothing too crazy to get the job done, but I'll also get the job done, right?
But three, it proves that he has your back.
100%. 100%. And it, like I said, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to feel it. And a lot of these things of taking care of people, it's all emotional based. It's all how, and it sucks because it's how I feel. Mike, if you're my supervisor and you're taking care of me, it's not about if you tell me you're taking care of me. It's how I feel, right? If I feel like you're taking care of me, one, you don't have to say it. It's right. Just, we just know it. And you can sense it. I can sense it. We all can sense it.
Right.
Another thing I'll say is, if you're not, it's not up, and this sucks, and you might disagree with that. If you're my supervisor, it's not up to me to tell you how to take care of me. It's really up to you to figure out how you're going to take care of me. Because if I could tell you, like, hey, I need time off, right? And you give me a couple days off. He'd be like, there you go. I took care of you. I gave you a couple of days off. It's almost like, you know, nothing in my hand, nothing on my sleeve. I'm done. I did what you asked me to do. I'm good to go. Like, it's such a constant revolving thing that you never can really get in front of. You hope to, but people change. People's mindset change. And I know why it's hard. It's hard for a couple of reasons to take care of people. One, because your leadership doesn't have your, or you don't feel like your leadership has your back, going back to the person with the gun and no bullets. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to take care of you when I can't even, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And then people have different points in their lives. And I would be so more appreciative if whoever it was to supervise me be like, you know what? I can't supervise you right now. I have too much going on in my personal life. I'm not, you know, getting what I need to supervise you. So I'm going to take a step back and need to put you under somebody else. Like, I can't handle any troops right now. I would appreciate that. And I know people above him would appreciate that because it makes more people step up and do their job. But it's almost like if somebody goes out and they, you know, break their arm or something, yeah, somebody has to step up and take that slack. I would respect that person a lot more because I can sense it. Everybody can sense it. Like, you're not doing your job as a supervisor. Man, take a step back. Yo, I can't handle any troops right now. And it is what it is, man.
Did you say the people above him would want it or wouldn't? I didn't catch that part.
I would think they would not.
Okay.
Think about if you had somebody under you or somebody you're supervising, and they say, you know, of course, your people that you supervise have troops. And they say, yo, I can't take care of them right now. Like, you're going to have to put them under somebody else. So now one person, instead of having two troops, they got five or whatever. Or they got four or whatever. And so that's going to be a lot more on them. I don't think people will do that because everybody's worried about promotion. Everybody's worried about how they look. Everybody's worried about awards. Everybody's worried about, you know, decorations. Everybody's worried about everything else but actually what we should be doing, mm-hmm, on a day-to-day basis. So you tell me how you would feel with that if you had one of your people come to you and say, yo, I can't take care of troops. Like, I need to put this aside. And you probably say, like, how long? And, you know, I don't know how long.
Man, you just said a mouthful, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nah, not in a bad way. I'm saying in a good way. Because I think more people, right? More, I'm just going to leave it at people, regardless of what position they in, right? They would shun that person, right? This is my opinion, like we always talk about. I've seen, matter of fact, I'm going to just speak on what I've seen. That individual would be looked down upon or frowned upon if they was that honest. But the question is why, right? Because we all human, right? If I came to you as my peer, right? As my peer, as my coworker, as a fellow defender, as whatever, if I came to you and say, hey, man, you know, I got, you know, this, I just got this troop or I had this troop for a little bit. Right now I'm in a rough patch. You know, a war's coming. I need you to take care of my troop for a little bit till I get right. I don't think it's enough people that would be like, all right, I got you. You know, bring them over my house, bring an overnight bag, let them sleep over. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would be more so, and I've seen it in a sense, it'd be more so the other way around. And I think it's a huge problem, man. Like, I really, I would love to see that go the way we just talked about, right? But even I think a couple episodes back we talked about, you know, just as a CNCO, right? As a CNCO, if you couldn't figure something out, or you was kind of stumped on something and you went and asked another one, you know, hey man, I just can't get this shit right. Is it a decent amount of people that would be like, yeah, cool, I got you. And that, even if it didn't need to be secretive, if it stayed between you and I versus now I go tell, hey, you know, he came over here, he ain't even know how to do such and such. You know
what I'm saying? That's big. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, y'all type in the chat, man, if y'all agree or disagree, because I want to hear y'all opinions too. Go ahead, Mike.
But it's more that than it is, again, in my opinion, it's more that than it is, I hear you. Like I see you struggling. I got you. I take care of your troops for the next month. You know, I got you. Go ahead and get yourself right. You know what I mean? Versus, oh, you can't hack it. You ain't pulling your weight. You know, you ain't following the little brown book. You know, you understand what I'm saying? you got me. You know what I mean? I think it's more of that, and it shouldn't be, man. Because again, we all him. Everybody has a breaking point. Right. We talked about people trying to go 100 miles an hour, 365 days a year, you know, 24/7. Right. Only way you doing that to me is if you only care about you. Right. Because mm-hmm. if you trying to do that, take care of you, take care of the people you're responsible for and stay 100%. Right. It's not possible. It's not possible unless you only concerned about you. Right. Because, again, everybody has a break point. Everybody has a limit. Everybody needs to take a knee. Everybody needs to decompress. Nobody's perfect. You can't get everything right. Nobody knows everything. It's just not possible. You know what I mean? Unless you in that mind state, unless it's just you have to worry about. Thompson, what's up, bro? Morning to you.
Morning, man. We just talked a couple days ago, man. Yeah. We didn't finish that conversation, but appreciate it as always, the conversation. But yeah. But it
should be more. Like you should be able to come to me and say that. But how, I'm curious to anybody that can really have a real situation. Because I mean, it never happened to me, right? It's never happened to me. But we've seen people struggle with supervising, right?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Before you lose your thought, go ahead.
I'm telling you, I think I hate to keep using this dude, but I just kept seeing a bunch of motivational videos from Elon, man. And Elon said the most realest thing I heard talking about leadership. He's like, we are so much in a rush to put people in leadership positions that don't want to be leaders. And a lot of them, I don't think anybody, I'll say 90%, would not say, I'm not ready for this. This is not me. It's not my personality. It's not. Now, if I wanted to say like, yo, I need you to go be a TI, a lot of people be like, yo, that's not me. Like, I can't do that. Like, that's not mm-hmm. my personality. That's not, mm-hmm. you know, I would be the first one to say something like that. I'm too goofy as it is. Mm-hmm. But if they say, yo, I need you to put you in a better position or more leadership position, very few people would be like, ah, oh, man, that's not me. Like, you know, I think you should look for somebody else to do that, especially, you know, pin that person in a room with their leadership, you know, and say that.
Put them on
and
the I spot. Think
it, exactly. Put them inside the room with the commander or whoever, the CEO or whatever, and say, I need you to take this responsibility. A lot of people just think they can just figure it out, which some people can. And sometimes it works out. I'm not saying it's impossible. But I wonder if people put the organizational first and put themselves second with the same mindset as I could still make rank, get promoted, get awards, get whatever you want. You're still mm-hmm. going to get paid, get whatever you want. And it helps out the organization. Mm-hmm. I think that's hard for people to do, man. I'm glad he's up in here. The Air Force focuses on people. Oh,
forces.
Air Force focus forces on people to be. Yep. But at the same time, but says it's the same in the civilian workforce. The Air Force forces people to be supervisors. Can we say it's? I don't know. I'm not in the civilian sector, but
I would say that it doesn't. I would say that it doesn't because I've heard and I've spoke to a lot of, you know, people that cool with, got relationships with, that retired, that's in the civilian workforce, right? Or they in the process, they were in the process of looking, and the civilian workforce is so. they are so attracted to the amount of managerial skills and leadership that we possess as military stepping out back into the civilian world because people don't want that responsibility. Mm-hmm. Right?
So I would take that.
Go ahead.
I think supervising a civilian workforce is totally different than how totally we do different. It. I think, I think Chief Counsel, maybe it's one of our episodes where we were talking personally, man. He says, like, we put so much pressure on us to be leaders, like so as supervisors, so much pressure. And it's hard, man. And sometimes it works out and sometimes, but it's a lot of pressure to be that. And only certain people, and maybe I'm not in this category, maybe I am, just depends on who you talk to, is successful at it on a continuous basis. You know, I think people can be successful in pockets, but on a continuous basis, it's very hard to be successful at this shit.
I would, and I'm going to tell you, like, speaking from a father's standpoint, right? Excuse me. Put the pressure, right? Put the pressure. But put the pressure and also be ready to be there and catch them if they fall. Right? Or put the pressure and also be willing to be there if they come back and tell you it's too much. Can you ease up and or help me or walk me? If you're going to put the pressure on them, be there to be the help as well. Right? Because everybody, you got different, you talk, what they say, pressure bust pipes, right? You got different size
pressure
pipes.
Pressure makes diamonds. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. Pressure makes diamonds. That's what
pressure bust pipes too. But be there to catch them, right? Like I have high expectations for my kids, right? College, you know, my son want to join the Air Force, my daughter college, you know what I'm saying? I got high expectations for them. But best believe if they have to take a step back because it got super overwhelming, I'm not going to say, oh no, you in college, fail, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? All right, what you need? Let's take a step back. How can I help? I'm not just going to put the pressure and disappear and leave you to the wolves. Right. It's nothing wrong with pressure because that's who you see who's going forward and who not. But still be there to help them. You know what I mean? Still be there to be that sound, that voice if they need you.
Yeah, I think Marcus is right, man. You're going to get paid in the civilian sector. You're going to get paid for that oversight to be a supervisor. Yeah. In the Air Force, they just promote you and you have no choice. Right. They just expect you to do your shit.
But there is a process to say, you know, I don't want this. I can't handle this strike term. Please, and not promotion. Please, it's please. There. If they take it or not, like you said, it's more people that won't that will go with the flow than not. Because it's with the optics now. You know, you want a strike that you know you ain't ready for. It's a very small percentage of people that's gonna say, I don't. No, I don't. You know, I'm turning down my test date. I ain't ready to be a staff sergeant. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ready to be, a CNCO. It's very few people because they're too concerned with the outside or what's the secondary and tertiary effects to saying that. Because you know what happens. Let's be honest. You know what happens. If somebody say that, they're going to get written off. Now you're going to set yourself back 2, 3, 10. Because to say it's human to say I'm not ready.
Man,
it's human to say I'm not ready.
For certain things, I think it's okay to say I'm not ready for it. But bro, I'm just trying to think of how that conversation would go. That would be so.
It's going to go bad.
Oh, man. It's gonna go bad. Somebody come inside like, yo, I know I got promoted. Like, congratulations. Everybody's all happy for you. Like, bro, I ain't going to accept this. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
We'd be like.
even we would, because it's so unheard of. It's so unheard of. But because the stigma behind it, because what. That's why, but I'm saying why though? Is it a good thing or the bad?
It's so uncommon, man. It's so more common to go backwards than to go forwards. It's like when people are trying to push you. Oh, okay, promotion is not nobody trying to push you, but people trying to push you into a spot. You're supposed to be ready before you get there. That's why, man. I'll tell you. I think we talked about this a while ago. When somebody says, "Are you ready for the next strike?" Like, yo, I've been ready. The Air Force just caught up. But I felt like, you know, before, I mean, I didn't get promoted fast in any sense of the word. So when I was there, I felt like people that were before me, yourself, Marcus, just people that are on here, came up and showed me how to be ready before it was time for me to put it on. And when I put it on, there's still some bumps and hurdles that went through. You know, I wasn't invited in rooms that I'm invited into now and stuff that I didn't know was happening and try to control conversations and narratives and shit that I thought I heard about, I didn't hear about. Some little stuff like that. But all in all, I mean, getting ready was pretty easy.
I don't think nobody is ever 100% ready because it's things you haven't experienced at that level because you weren't at that level. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You could, like, you might have an E6, feel the E7 building up. Got it. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't the same.
No, me. And when people say that, bro, it is not the same at all. Like,
you know, hats off to anybody in those positions, though. Do what you do, but it ain't the same, you know. And that's just how I feel. But I don't think nobody is ever 100% ready, regardless of what it is. You might think you are, right? And that's cool too. But I just don't think nobody else 100% ready. You know, I mean, we all know Chiefs be like, you know, I wanted it. I was ready, but I wasn't ready for everything because you don't know, you ain't been through everything. You don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's the top notch. That's 1%. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody perfect, but we got to understand. It's so hard for us to understand that and not shun people when they admit to that, right? I'm not ready. Okay, cool. Tell me what you're not ready for. Why you don't think you don't just automatically label them and leave them hanging, because that's not the way it should be. Because now you're turning people away. You know what I'm saying? You're turning people away. You're discouraging them. You're killing their confidence. And then what happens next time if something else comes about, right? Opportunity that they're not ready for, you know what they're going to do then? They ain't going to tell you. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna accept it because now, you know what I mean? Because they ain't gonna tell you. They gonna be afraid to be honest. It's just like if you tell the truth about anything, somebody tell you, you know, don't ever lie to me. You know, whatever you do, always tell me the truth. And then shit happens, and you like, you know, such and such and such. Yeah. It's the truth. And you still get chewed out. Well, it's okay. I should have just lied. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, you 100% though.
But that's what happens. Right, that's what happens. Yeah. You tell me to be honest. You ask me for feedback. I give you that feedback. You don't like the feedback. So now now I'm never going to give you that feedback again because you killed that. I'm never going to be honest again because you killed that.
That's hard, man. And I'm the product of that as well, man. It's hard. When somebody says, be honest, you be honest. Like you say, you get yelled at, like, well, shit, next time I'll just sugarcoat it a little bit. Just want I ain't trying to get yelled at for everything. Like, man, if I get yelled at, let me get yelled at for a lie.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson say you can't handle. You want the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Talk to him, Mike. Talk to him. Yeah, motherfuckers think they can handle it. They can't handle it. Then when they get it, they be mad you get it. But, can we go through some of these episodes that we had this season? Just kind of highlight some the people that we had come on?
Go ahead.
So, first one we have, I'm looking through, man. I ain't going to tell you how many episodes we had, but we had Chief Player on.
She came back episode.
On. Yeah, she came Dope back episode. On again. She was going through a lot of shit. And, man, I think that was perfect timing to get on there and have a conversation. Dope episode. Yeah, that was back in April, man.
Shout out right to Chief Player, too.
Yeah, shout out to her, man. Hopefully she hits us up at some point. We need to do that again. We need to do some kind of collab, man. We need to do, like, some big-ass collab with a bunch of people, man. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll always figure it out.
Anything's possible.
Right. The next one we have, man, the Jackson twins. That was a fun episode, bro. Yeah, we had the Jackson twins, man.
Wait,
what
got next?
Promoted Chief. Yeah, that was the next one.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm going through this whole thing right now. Trust me.
Okay. Hey, shout out to Jackson Nate, too. Chief Matt Sergeant Select, Nathan Jackson. Shout out to him.
Yeah. I'm sure his brother right behind him, man. But miss both of y'all, man. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, man. I went down to Colorado for my boy retirement. I was supposed to meet up with Nick, man. And
you ain't
time
meet up
it
with
didn't
him.
Work.
Nah, you was bro. In Colorado and you ain't meet up
was,
with him,
bro. I was talking about on base and he was on base.
Oh yeah, that's a party foul. Yeah, I'm blaming you all the way.
Yeah, they just busy with stuff. But hey, Nick, I owe you one, bro. But we all gonna get together. We supposed to do some fella trip that Mike put together.
We gonna make it.
So we all gonna get together. Next one was the Triad. Remember that?
Yeah,
Colonel O.
Dope
had, yeah, Colonel O. We had Chief Counsel, of course, and Senior
Hollis, man, Hollis,
God, dog, Hollis. On, yeah, man. Thank you.
I
thank
hope
you,
she
thank
watching
you.
Too. I hope she get you the briefcake.
She get it, but man, that was a dope episode, man. Cool to hear about the Triad and things that they talk about, things they don't talk about behind our backs. things of the funny stuff that happens. Yeah, man, it's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. Next one, we had the promotion, right? We had the promotion, the Masters. So we had Range on. We had Brown on. We brought Anselmo on. I'm messing that one up.
Anselmo. Oh, man, what's wrong with you?
We brought Anselmo on.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you have it.
And we brought Cleary on. We got Cleary on. So that was cool, man. That was a dope episode. Hear about their fast track. Some of them were fast track and some, you know, slowed down and second, third shot. But that was a good one, man. Hey, the next one we had, bro, Young Talent. That was a dope one with your boy from the fire department.
Yeah. He out here. We gotta get him back on at some point, man. Individual, man. He definitely impressive. Yeah, he gonna shoot up the ladder, man. Sharp individual. Matter of fact, he a part of the back. You know, basically the African American Heritage like committee. He a part of the back. Okay. I think he on the council. But shout out to him, man. Real sharp kid, man.
That was dope hearing about him, man, and what he likes to get into on a day to day. What keeps him motivated? He's a little bit older, it seemed like, or maybe just acting a little bit older. So real mature. A lot more mature too. Next one we had, man, first time meeting this cat. First time I think you met him too, Chief Rodney Woods. Had him come out.
Yeah, Chief Woods. That's the first time crazy part. We was all at Luke together. Just now, I deployed, and then you deployed, and then I ended up leaving. So we never got a chance to cross paths. But man, bro, I mean, I had nothing but great things about him before we even got the chance to you know get him up on the show, man. So shout out to Chief Woods as well, man, for giving us a little bit of time and dropping some knowledge on us.
Yeah, Command Chief, man, that was dope out there in Kadena. Right after that, man, we followed up with a author who was out here with me, right? We had Seeds of the Sunflower. And bought a couple books of those. So that was really dope to have her on here tell about her producing thing. And then she even read one of her poems, which was really nice.
Hey, that poem was fire.
There, of course, we had the GOAT back on here, man, Chief Simmons. I know you don't like to be called Chief, but... Yeah, so we had him for part two. We had him back on here dropping some nuggets and stuff that he was going to do. And we did our first real big collab, man, which was weird because we had never collabed with really anybody else doing podcasts. So we collabed with the Blue Lab.
That was the first one. Yep.
One of our most viewed episodes, I want to say, for that season was that one. So that's a big collaboration we did with those two chiefs out there. And that was real dope, man. I really liked to hear how they did everything or how they came about with the Blue Lab and how they went about the process and how they changes they're making and working both for the Command Chief. She came on there, or excuse me, the Command Chief, Chief Master Sergeant Air Force. She came on there. She came on the episode. Okay. Man, sometimes you make mistakes, man. we closed it out, man. Then we did UMU. Right. Yep. So we did UMU right after that. That was dope. And got to meet them. I hope we get to do that collab again. So if they listen, I know Jay probably listened.
We have to get down to the AFSA joint with them again. Yeah. Like we got to do that. We have to do that. We need to do that.
Okay. I mean, we'll both be not in our 365 overseas locations. Right. So it should be still considered overseas, but it'd be better. Yeah,
if you gotta make that happen.
Yo, man, October 23rd, which is a great day. Not only was a podcast day, but my birthday. But we also did retired senior master. Anyway, we did 43. We did retired senior master sergeant Jason Holland.
Holloman.
Did I say Holloman? I spelled Holloman.
Sleep. So.
Yeah, man. So that was, man, we both knew that. Hey, man, nothing really to say, man. We just need to do a longer one next time. Yeah. I know he was nervous getting on here, so it took a while to get started. Once he did, same old Sergeant Holloman, man. Same always. Old Sergeant Holloman. Last two episodes we did, man, two command chiefs, one retired, one not. So the first one not retired. I think she is now. But Chief Hopes Kabisky, man.
Yeah.
What I say,
I seen a ceremony come up on the feed.
Yeah. So one of our best episodes, I want to say, man, she dropped so many God bless and nuggets. We made so many clips and cuts of YouTube videos and could still make more, which we might do because we're about to take a break. But that was a good one, man. Definitely was a good one. And last one we did, man, ended up Fired Up Chief, which took a long time to do.
but it was worth it.
Yeah, man. Hearing his story, man, you think you know everybody and think everybody's successful and they go up the ladder, especially somebody like him, and know that he had struggles, man. It's always good to hear about and to know about.
Those are the leaders I respect more, man. And I learn more from, right? How many times you hear people say, tell your story, right? So many people afraid to tell their story, right? Tell your story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I meet Airman, man. I get Airman come through here in phase one, in processing the unit. I always make it a point, long as Tom don't get away from, I always make it a point to go, you know, introduce myself to him, give him the end of week conversations, what we have. I don't want to say brief. But I tell my story, right? Because I don't want you to look at me in this uniform and think I'm a robot. Like, I make mistakes too, right? Like I had a path and I had a past as well. You know, so it's important to tell your story. People respect you more, right? Because when you come in and you go to try to relate to people, man, and you just trying to peel all this information from them and you ain't telling them nothing about you, they don't know if you can relate or not. They don't know what you've been through, what your experiences are. They probably lose interest in who you are because you're not telling them nothing about you. Like, I found that to be better relationships when it comes to supervisor troop as well. When you tell your story, you never know who can learn from you, man. But I respected that 100% when Chief, you know, just telling us who he was and what his path was like, man. It motivates you just that much more.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all can check out those episodes from the season, man. I hope y'all do. We're coming back for season four, man. Like I said, it's going to be a while, and we don't know what a while is.
I might pop in and pop out, my man. We'll see.
Yeah, if not, man, I'll chop up some clips and stuff that we've been doing so we stay relevant, so people don't forget about us and stay relevant. Looking to upgrade the T-shirt line, so the merch line. Need to upgrade that a little bit, throw out a couple more ideas. I'll leave that to Big Mike, man.
I'm gonna have to make some tank tops. You know what I'm saying? You ain't respond fast enough to that.
Tank tops.
I can't be down there when it's gonna be hot, man. You know,
it's not gonna be. Hey, man, you just came from Arizona. Arizona hot.
It's gonna be humid. Don't be by the beach, man. You know.
Yeah. I know you can't swim. So
we're coming out with an unpopular. Don't worry about none of that. We're coming out with an unpopular celebrities tank top line, man.
Ain't coming out with no swim trunk line. Neither one of us can swim. There ain't going to be no swim trunk line.
That's how I stand on the ledge and let the water wash up a little bit. I get nervous about that.
That water powerful, man. I get nervous about that stuff, man.
But now, the only way to go is up, though. You know, we got a lot. Once we get back settled, you know, we got a lot. A lot of stuff, man.
Get back to better internet. I can't wait for that, man. And then get back to some kind of time zone, man. I can't wait for that either, man. Go back to the weekend thing right before football, right during football, which football's just starting a little bit, man. All them Cowboy fans, man, and I know you don't watch football, but they hoping they win so they can make the playoffs to get pushed out in the first round. So it don't really matter. But
It sounds like you just started a lot of beef with people.
Man, you know how that is, man. They're going to get pushed out in the first round, man. So it's just, oh, man, look, Sean McWilliams.
Well, shout out to Sean McWilliams. They out there in Germany doing their thing.
MIA forever. Yeah. MIA forever.
Shout out to them and the fam.
I'll never forget the episode she came on. She came on with the Jackson Twins. I kept calling her Williams and shit.
What's wrong with
you? I kept forgetting the milk and the mick part, man.
The milk, huh? Yeah. Get your life in order, man.
Don't hate on them Cowboys.
I knew somebody was coming.
Hey, we all these Cowboy fans with all these high expectations before the season start. Yeah, we're going to be in the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Dak Prescott, blah, 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 blah.
Listen.
Then all of a sudden, they barely make the playoffs. Then when they make the playoffs, just like the Tony Romo joint, they're going to get pushed out in the first round.
Let me tell you something. Don't be up here start no beef with people about no football because this ain't got nothing to do with me. So you want to go live by yourself when we finish? You can do that. But I don't need nobody unfriending us because you want to talk about their football team, man.
Look, if they do that on your own time. Of a football team, man, we got a different conversation to have. Hey, look, hey, Alabama people, didn't make the championship. I ain't unfriending all the people take all that the Georgia fans.
People take them teams this serious, man.
They do to heart. Like, what, like they got raised by the team. What's up?
Yeah, you're probably right. What I was getting ready to ask you something, man. I forgot. What
America's team? He used what? To be.
Who said that? What's next for you, man? You said you just kind of breezed through it. Tell the people your story.
What you mean?
Next, your forward moving story. Tell about the break. Yeah.
Oh, so I mean, I'm going back. You know, I told you I got 2 weeks back out here, about 2 weeks, maybe three. I'll be heading back to stateside, getting settled back in with the fam bam, and so just back to the grind. I mean, I really don't know. I bought my car, which I'm super happy about. I didn't even tell you about that. I'll tell you about it offline because I was, for everybody that needs to buy a car, I feel sorry for you.
going stateside right now?
Yeah.
Price, everywhere. Prices.
And you going to Hawaii, which I hope you have your cars already settled because that shit out there, that's ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ship my cars. I'm shipping my cars.
Man. So, I'm glad I got that. So I'll be set up when I get back. But just, you know, giving back. Like I said, it's going to be a good culture shot. A year is a long time.
It is.
You know, 6 months is a long time. But a year luckily I got to travel a lot. But a year with one break. A 130-day break, man, it's a long time, bro. And you know what's funny? It's like you run, and you can see the finish line, and all of a sudden it's like everything slows down. And now days used to fly by. Now they go by super slow, man. It's very, very weird. It's almost like a mental mind brain that your body plays on you, that you could see the finish line. Now all of a sudden days that used to go by fast go by slow. Weeks that used to fly by, man, it takes a long time for a week to get here.
You gotta adjust your target. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Look at Mike. Drop that. Go ahead.
Yo, you gotta adjust your target, man. Because if you keep looking for it, that's exactly what's gonna happen. Don't change your battle rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Focus on, like you said, you out processing or you I know you reading books and stuff. Like, don't change your target. Just let it. The good thing, just let it creep up on you, man. You know what I mean? I tell airmen that, junior COs that, let it creep up on you. Prepare yourself because you know what's coming. You know you need to be out processing. You know you need to be, you know, like you said, getting ready to purchase a car or doing TMO, whatever the case may be. But if you keep looking at that finish line, it's going to take you a long time to get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same as if you downrange, you know? Don't watch that clock. Basically, that's what I'm saying. Don't watch that clock. You know what I mean? Let it creep up on you. Because you're gonna mentally destroy yourself trying to wait for that time to come. You know what I mean?
But it's crazy, man, because I was like, man, back in July, like I wasn't even thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? October, September, October, November, I wasn't even thinking about it. Man, as soon as December got here, like, and I think things slow down because of holidays. You know, a lot of people have off of work and stuff like that, which we, you know, give back as well. Even though we can't be with our families, you still try to give some time back and stuff. I think that slows down as well, but I agree with you, man. I think I need a man. Like I've been putting off homework. I got 2 weeks of homework left.
That's the thing. Yeah, like if you make that clock your assignment clock, you'll be all right. Like, you know what I mean? Focus. You know, you know them assignments going to be done. That's what helped me get my deployment. All I worried about was my classes. You know, I know every 2 weeks I got to turn this in. Every 2 weeks I got to turn that in. Before I knew it, man, I was four classes down and I'm about to be over with. You know what I'm saying? Change the target, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look at the assignments because I got 3 weeks left and I got my last a big assignment due. And guess how much I done of it? Zero. That thing due at midnight tonight.
Zero. Speaking of school, I don't think we ever really I think we kind of hit on that, the difference between that and now, like the how much school is important now. Versus I know for a fact when I first came in, like my supervisor ain't never preached school to me.
That is so interesting, man. You hit the nail on the head with the change of target thing, man. People starting to like that, man. About time. But
I stay with the quotes.
Stay locked and loaded, man. Stay locked. We all know Mike stay with the good one-liners. But I think school was it. I had school before I came in. So I don't think my supervisor really pushed school. I think I kind of pushed it on myself. And once I saw other people kind of do it, I learned TA and all that stuff. And you know what? Let me not lie. Chief Simmons. You remember I told you that story? He's the one who said,
he took you to the education.
What you doing today? And he taught me how to sign up. And then next thing I know, he was like, at 6 o'clock, you need to come to the NPF. And I'm sitting in the classroom learning about criminal justice.
Bro, I wish I had that. I wish I had that when I first started off, man. I wish I had that. Like, school was not preached at all, you know. I mean, I know I can probably line up a gang of dudes I remember was in Garmont, my brothers from back then, you know what I mean? And I can never remember nobody even talking about doing assignments.
That's crazy.
It is.
Now
that I get to this level and think about it, I can't even remember people. You know, you'd be on posts and people like, I got classes to do. And the good thing, my first base was Shaw. So the good thing, I love those bases where they actually had the school, the campus on the yard. Now everybody can't do online school, right? Everybody can't focus and self-teach in a way. So they had schools on the base, and I'm sure people was going, but nobody really preached it like that. I can't even remember the flight chief being in doing guard mount and asking, you know, how many classes. I can't tell you, bro.
Dang.
Cannot tell you.
Dang.
It's so different how the times change now.
I think now I was just about to say school is almost getting irrelevant.
It's important, man. You said irrelevant?
Irrelevant. I think people are now learning new ways how to be successful without, like, school teaches you a broad scope of things, right? And none of them manifest to day-to-day operations. So people are more or less getting specialties on one certain thing instead of going to school where they'll teach you, history and math and science and all that shit. It's like, bro, I'm trying to be a computer major. Mm-hmm. Like, you might have two classes as a computer thing, but you have to still take all these other classes. Where now I think people are specialized in going to the MITs type things, ITTs type things, and just learning on specialties. Like, this is what I want to do. This is all I want to do. I'm just going to do this. School now is more being focused for like nurses, doctors, veterinarians, those specialties that still look for the all around school and then the specialties in that environment to excel. But I really think if you talk to the youth now, man, school is almost irrelevant, man. I won't say it's irrelevant because it's always good to have. It's always good to open doors, right? And there are certain things, like I looked at LinkedIn all the time. And certain things are looking for, you know, college degrees or, you know, usually they don't even say what a degree's in unless it's a specialty.
I think now you hear more employers prefer experience over education.
Yep.
You hear a lot more. Yep. I won't say more, but you hear a lot more now that I'd rather somebody with the experience to say, you got the education, but what have you done with it? You know, same like if you think you're writing an EPR, like, okay, cool, you got that, you finished school, but how did you translate that degree that you got or the school and classes that you're taking? How did you translate that back into what you're doing for the union, for your people? You know what I mean? What's happening day to day? Like, it just looks that much better. So I think that, though, like, people are preferring, they starting to prefer the experience over, you know, some places over the education, but that anybody out there, you taking school, keep taking school. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah. I mean, finish it, finish what you start. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want to. Yeah. I mean, I'll say it, and it's probably unpopular, but if you ain't started it and you don't want to do it, don't worry about it. But if you started it, might as well get done. And everybody in the Air Force has started school. Some way or another, you have started school. True. So if you started it, you might as well finish it. If you haven't, man, go out and do what you want to do. Hey, last thing I want to touch on while we got 10 minutes, man, I got to run to work. Have you started the narrative writing? EPR stuff, 1206 and stuff?
No. Well, I mean, we started, but I have not done none because, you know, last EPR was my troops was bullets. But I haven't done the 1206 or nothing yet. No. I've seen it. I know what it need to look like. But
okay. It's funny you say Shaw because Shaw's doing it. And so I was looking at it was logistics. I was looking at their stuff. Bro, I don't want to say it's good. Damn sure won't say it's bad. It's more good than bad, but it is different. Like, reading these things, it's just like...
But what was your first EPR like? Because I remember mine was somewhere close
bullets.
To...
No, mine was bullets.
I'm going to send you a picture of mine.
Okay. No, mine were bullets.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was on an older form, of course. But yeah, man, I looked at these things and I'm like, we talking about school. And it's like, hey, we just talked about her. We just talked about her. Shout out to you. We just shout out your book. So shout out to you. We just shouted out there. Right. I hope people still go pick it up. Yeah, I hope people still go pick it up. And how you doing? I hope everything's good. Back at home. Hope everything's good. Yeah, I'll be back there soon. Well, not where you at, but be back home. Oh, my goodness. First EPR was narrative for some.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How come I didn't have one here?
I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't know. You was one of them. You was one of them weird dudes. I don't even know what that had to do with anything, but
nothing.
I don't know. How'd you not?
I don't know. Maybe right when I came in. I mean, my first EPR was probably like it was in 05, but yours was probably the same thing. But I don't know. I don't know. I remember I have a two-part bullet now. I do have a two-part bullet.
Yeah.
But my stuff was all bullets. But yeah, man. So I looked at it. I'm trying to think of the words to say. It's just different. It doesn't, it's almost like I'm reading a biography about somebody. It's very, very weird to see that.
Not weird, it's just like, different. But it ain't different because it's full circle. You know, he was doing it, we stopped, and now we're going back. You know,
she ain't light skin. She ain't too light skin. You'll get picked on like we do. But yeah, it's just, so I was reading it, it's just like, you know, Airman X. Basically, save $2 million by doing XYZ. Furthermore, Airman X took 12 classes and has his degree in CCAF in, you know, business management. Finally, without further ado or without loss of life, you know, blah, 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 did this, this, and that. And I'm just like, I guess it takes, you know, what's funny is reading EPRs, you could really, in a line, some people have mastered how to put a lot of stuff in there that some people can't read, but that is powerful. In these ones, it seems like we're taking away the power and just putting words. But it's the first one I saw.
That, and it's more descriptive because not everybody, because you got to think, when you start getting, you know, these EPRs and BTZs, everybody ain't from your career field. So if I can spell out more what's happening and what my troop is doing, right?
I will say it had no acronyms, so it was very easy to read. It took me one time to read it. I didn't have to go there and go to acronym list and go there and go to acronyms. You know, I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So it was a lot easier to read. But it was like, and when I got done, I was just like, and maybe it's just his package, because I was just like,
Yeah, because it's different. The thing is, anytime you're doing something for a stretch, and then something different comes along. It's that change. You know what I mean? That not the fear of change, it's just the fact that it's change. You've been doing something for so long and now you got to do something different. You know, then everybody looks at it like, man, that's weird. No, it's not weird. It's just not what we've been doing the whole time. Right. We're just doing something different. But, you know, like I said, everybody that reads, that's going to be reading, you know, 1206's EPR and stuff, ain't from your career field. So I'd rather you be able to look at what's happening and understand versus be confused and then mark something, you know, not mark something to its full potential because you don't understand it, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to get your brain to switch. It definitely is, man. Because I know, like, even when they put like a, hey, I need you to review some packages. In my head, I already know what I'm trying to be looking for.
Right.
It's kind of key things that I'm looking for. And then when I see this, you know, 4 to 5 sentence thing, I'm just like, what the hell? All right, let's start reading. And I'm just, it's almost like reading a book. It's like, if the book's not interested by the first 2 or 3 sentences, I'm like, I'm not interested in this thing no more. Yeah. Which, you know what? It's going to be weird to see once we start pushing these things forward and people, like she just said, whose brains have to switch, is going to look at them, man, there's going to be a lot of push and pull. Hey, you got to run on sentence. You know, it's no longer going to be like, you need to change this to make it stronger, you know, change the impact word. You can't have the same impact word twice or something like that. As now it's going to be like, oh, you got to run on a sentence or, oh man, you need to make this strong. It doesn't read right. That's what's going to be a lot of. It doesn't read right. Yeah. I think that's going to be the number one thing.
But it ain't no different from, I mean, writing the declaration. You know,
you would think not, but I think it is just depending on who looks at it. I think it's all going to depend on who looks at it because it did make, use Grammarly. Hey, 100% pay for it. use the promo code on Population. Now we ain't got no promo code, but but yeah, it's just like you said, it's gonna be different. I'm glad Sarah McWilliams just said something. But I have seen some good ones. Two line maximum. We started with three, and it was too many words. Two lines per bullet. I'm guessing per accomplishment. I don't want to say bullet. She said use promo code. About to say a word, but yeah, man. It's gonna be weird. I can't wait till you see your first one. I can send you some as well. I need to. I don't know why I haven't already.
Yeah, my chief sent one out. Just to like the draft for OAY, basically what it was. But yeah, send it to me. I'm interested to see.
Yeah, it's for she said different accomplishments. So you know what's funny? Sorry, McGuire, this one that we looked at was all one accomplishment per sentence. So it's almost like a bullet. Just spell that. So that was like a decoration. You know, you take a bullet and you make a sentence out of it. But it was four accomplishments, four sentences, and one, you know, whatever, two lines. Yeah, hey, can you send us some for real? Look me up on the absent one. Send it to my absent one. And Mike at the whatever the hell he's at.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Hate ain't a good look on you at all.
I don't even wear it well. You're right.
Ain't a good. You need to change your outfit. That's what you need to
do. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm on the Air Force that everybody else on. I don't know where he at.
Yeah, I'm on the absent joint, man. Anyway, man. Hey, I have to run to go to work because you're going to make me late and I'm not filling out no LOCs or anything like that. And I had a lot of that in my career. And I probably need it. You way far behind.
I didn't even finish it. I didn't
finish it, man. Say some buffoonery.
All right, look. All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, man. I don't even know what I was going to say. But anyway, y'all look forward to this to the future of Unpopular Celebrities. Don't forget us. Like P said, we're going to have a little break. We'll throw some clips up here to remind you of all the craziness we had going on up until this point. Shout out to every guest that Pete threw out there, even the ones in the prior years, everybody that follow, everybody that support, everybody that shot the messages back to us and told us that y'all love what we're doing and keep doing it. The motivation that y'all kicked to us, it's all appreciated. We definitely thank y'all for everything. Like I said, helping us get this far in what we're doing and moving this platform forward. Happy holidays to all of y'all. Everybody be safe. If you do start a New Year's resolution, keep that resolution up or just do what you need to do to make yourself better than you was when you started this year. And stay safe. From Big Mike. Pete, what you got?
I was about to say something crazy, but I'll keep it.
That ain't no shot.
Yeah, like Big Mike said, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. Hey, I want to try to get an episode maybe with Sarah McWilliams about like married to married couples. I don't think we have that yet. Like you married to married Air Force. Oh, we had the bookies. God dog it. Never mind. Yeah, yep, we had the bookies.
I mean, sorry. We can still do it.
Yeah. That'd be good. But definitely a couple things I want y'all to check out, right? So we do a lot of work. The YouTube channel's out.
My bad. I was about to say I apologize for cutting you off, but I don't because I owe you probably like 25 of those. Hey, but we didn't shout out L3, man. We just did a show with them.
Yeah.
Didn't shout them out. So, all right, go ahead. Yeah. So, put that in your plug. You got it.
Yeah, so go ahead and check out L3 at the Instagram. I think they're just on Instagram. I don't think they have a Facebook one, but definitely have an Instagram one. You can check it out on our page. It's on our page as well. We shared it on our page as well, personal page and our Instagram page. But we have a lot of ways that we get in contact with people. And I don't think a lot of people know that, right? We got our Facebook page, of course, which if you guys are responding to this, you guys are following Facebook. We also have the YouTube thing, whereas when we go live on Facebook, we go live on YouTube as well. I know a lot of people don't pay for YouTube. So, you know, when you close it out, it closes out the app. But just a different way you can look at it. Then we have the Instagram, right? We're trying to get our Instagram followers up. So we appreciate some help with that. So go check out the Instagram. Mike, is it just Unpopular Celebrities?
Unpopular Celebrities.
Yep. Unpopular, so just go and
check. Celebrities.
There you go. Unpopular_Celebrities. Please check us out on that. Follow us on that. And then we also have our website, right? UnpopularCelebrities.com. We have that as well. And we have .net as well, right? Make sure we held both of those down just in case somebody tried to get sneaky. But so, yeah, if you guys want to be on the show, right, we need y'all to write us. We would prefer you go on the Unpopular Celebrities website and send us a contact from there, because it'll give us all the information. We have somebody to kind of look that up. But if you want to write us on Facebook as well, man, that'd be cool as well. So that would be dope. She said, you old Pete. How the hell am I old? I don't know what just happened.
I think she was a .net.
Oh, the .net thing. Yo, we got to make sure we plug everything. But yeah, man. And then we got, of course, our sponsorship, or not our sponsorship. We got our donations for the Snapchat that's on all of our podcasts that we send out. So you'll see the link down there. And then we got the one that's scrolling across the screen at Streamlabs. You can throw that on there. If you do it live, it'll show up live. And we appreciate all that as well, because it does cost money. Keep these lights on and produce this show. But regardless, just you showing up, we appreciate the support. Definitely appreciate the support. But more great guests coming next year, more great entertainment and laughs coming next year, more great topics coming next year, man. This world is forever changing. We're going to try to stay in front of it as much as possible. Mike's going to be in a new location. No more 2.0. Better internet for both of us. So better times for everybody. So I think that would be a big thing. But, man, I just appreciate the year, Mike. Mike, once again, man, props, shake your hands if I could right now, man. Another great year holding it down, bro. And I'll be honest, I would be remiss to say if I did not recognize and appreciate the sacrifice that both of us have made, but you have made, waking up early, coming in on weekends, the austere locations, busy with the flight. I mean, you had about five different jobs at one point and still coming on the show and putting together great work. So, man, remiss. I'll be remiss if I didn't say I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You know you're my brother. You know I love you, man. Man, that's it, man. I'll give you the last word.
Likewise, likewise. Hey, man, just stay safe, bro. Safe travels to you. I know. We're gonna be back and forth before you get back. But safe travels to you. Again, shout out to everybody that's shaking and moving for the holidays. If you are, you're going back home. You're going back to your duty station. Safe travels to y'all as well. If you're not going back home, call your family, check on them, see how they're doing, let them know how y'all doing. If you need to talk to somebody, reach out to me and Pete. No discriminating. No anything. We don't care about what it's about. It don't matter what time it is. But if you're going through something, talk to somebody. If you start a, no, I was getting ready to say that wrong, but don't try to keep the peace externally and start a war internally.
Oh, there you go.
That's all I got. You know what I'm saying?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but don't do that. You know what I mean? That war inside is worse. So that's all I got, man. Big Mike, y'all already know who it is. Unpopular Celebrity. We'll see y'all next year.
Out of here.
Peace.
Peace.